What's going on, ladies and gents? I'm Billy Donnelly, and I'm getting old quickly. Welcome back to another brand new episode of the podcast. For those of you who have been here before, as usual, welcome back. You know the drill, you know the rules, you know the lay of the land, you know what it is that we're here to do. But if this is your first time joining us, well, also welcome. Welcome aboard on our journey of self-discovery and self-reflection, of introspection and self-improvement. Basically, we try to put in the emotional work week in and week out to be better today than we were yesterday and to be better tomorrow than we were today. Also, to help destigmatize the conversation around our mental health struggles and to encourage you to talk openly and honestly in your life about what's going on in your life. So what's on the agenda this week? Well, it was my birthday. It's not my birthday right now. It's not my birthday whenever you're hearing this. It's not my birthday even when I am recording this. But it was my birthday yesterday, the day before me opening up the mic for this episode. And I am now officially 43 years old, which, to be perfectly honest with you, feels no different than 42 did just a couple days earlier. Feels about the same. The only thing that I continue to notice as I get older is that it is far easier for me to get sore when exerting any type of effort by my body. So muscles, joints, it's a little, my back, my lower back, it's a little easier for them to get a little creakier as I've gotten older, which then, you know, means for more noises as I get myself up off the couch. But what I wanted to sort of, I guess, touch upon on the show this week is, I guess, kind of a 180 from where I was in an earlier stage of doing this very podcast. And that is that on this year for my birthday, which came on a Saturday, by the way, I really found it to be no big deal. And it kind of just felt like any other day. And I didn't really feel compelled to do anything different or special or to make a big deal out of it. If anything, I was perfectly content with just sort of getting through the day and in regular normal fashion, which is a drastic departure from where I was about 2 years ago. If you actually go back to episode 39, entitled Turning 41. I did feel a little bit bummed out and a little bit, I don't want to say forgotten, but there's a period of time where, like, my birthday was never, nobody ever made a big deal out of my birthday. And it was kind of a bummer for me, because there's all kinds of people who make, like, huge deals out of their birthday. They get fucking a birthday weekend, which, you know, is maybe as I'll allow the stretch. You know, if you're going on a trip, maybe, or doing something special that requires, you know, an extended period of time, primarily because you're going on a trip, right? Like, I think that's really the main exception for you to be able to have a birthday weekend is if you're going on a trip someplace else that is not where you live, that is farther away, where you got to stay elsewhere. Then you get sort of like a birthday weekend, but really we still only celebrate the one day. You only get like one cake on the day. You only really get people to be nice to you on the day. You don't get the whole weekend. You can phrase it that way, but you still just get the day. And then I know people who are younger, and it's a bad habit that's carried into their older years, is they claim a birthday week. You know, you don't get a fucking birthday week. Other people have shit to do that they can't just clamp down on their lives and celebrate you for a whole fucking week. That's some narcissistic shit right there. And you don't get a birthday month either. Like, that's not a thing either. Anybody who was born in the month of January, we can't all get a fucking month. That's why you get a day. Because other people get the spotlight from time to time. But I didn't really have anything in mind for what I wanted to do on my birthday. I'm going on a trip next weekend. I'm going to visit a friend in San Antonio. We're going to a wrestling event. It's the Royal Rumble in WWE for anybody who cares. And that's the WWE's annual big event that takes place in January. And I've always associated it with my birthday because it's always happened like right around my birthday. So growing up as a kid, the Royal Rumble was kind of like a part of my birthday. My birthday parties were sometimes Rumble watch parties. So, you know, I'm going away next weekend. And I bought tickets. I got a flight. So I put a little bit more effort, you know, into that. Right, like that, I guess, kind of being for my birthday. It's not really, but to treat for me, I guess, around my birthday. And once again, because the Royal Rumble is something I associate with my birthday, then, like, you know, it's kind of my birthday. It's a late birthday. But my actual birthday, I didn't feel compelled to do jack shit. And my wife asked me, you know, like, what do you want to do? Because when it was her birthday request was basically for everybody to leave her the fuck alone. For everybody to leave her alone. She just wanted to, like, hang out by the fire, I think, and read. And we obliged her. And then at night, she wanted to get together and just have everybody play games. She just wanted a good family time, just playing games with everyone, with the family. And so we did. And, you know, she didn't want a cake. I asked her. My wife was okay. Like, she likes some cakes, but not all the cakes. She's very particular about her cakes. She doesn't like icing. So it's got to be like a frostingless cake. And she wanted... Well, what she got was apple turnovers. They didn't have what she wanted. She wanted some other pastry. She wanted apple strudel, and they didn't have any more. They were out. She said, what about apple turnovers? So I got it, and I bought it for her, and then here I am with a knife, like performing scalpel surgery on this apple turnover so I can stick the number candles into this fucking pastry that really is not meant for candles. But that's what she wanted for her birthday, so we were more than happy to oblige. It was simple. Right? She didn't want anything extravagant. She just wanted the simple thing, and that was it. So it came around to my birthday this year, and she's asking me, what do I want to do for my birthday? And I just really wasn't feeling doing anything. I didn't really want to go anywhere. I didn't even really want to do anything. I didn't even really have ideas for people to do things with me. My son had already told me that he had a video game tournament that he was going to be participating in early in the afternoon. So I was like, okay, well, like, you can just go do that. Like, I don't need him to stop doing that because it's my birthday, because I don't have any grand plans or ideas of anything to do today. So why take him away from that? When, you know, it's something that he likes, something that he enjoys, like that. And my wife and my daughter went shopping earlier in the day, and when they came back, I had sarcastically told my wife that she should just, it was nice out, it was a nice day out. And I sarcastically told her that she should just go outside and hang out and build a fire in my honor for my birthday. She seemed to take that very literally, even though I just thought it was something that she was going to do. It was nice out. My wife is really big on the solo stove that she got at the end of last year, and she likes sitting out by the fire and reading and relaxing. That's sort of her R&R. And so I suggested it, and she took it, she ran with it, and I didn't see a problem with that, because, once again, no grand ideas, no grand plans. There's nothing where I'm like, this, I want everybody to do this. I want this for my birthday. There was none of that. None of that this year at all. So my wife went outside and built a fire and hung outside for a while. And my daughter did, I don't know, whatever my daughter does. Mostly just, I guess, hang out and talk to her friends and stuff throughout most of the day. But oddly enough, this year, it was that I didn't want anybody to make a big deal out of my birthday or do anything really special, because I didn't feel like it. So I guess ultimately what I wanted for my birthday is for everybody to just go do what it is that makes them happy and, like, cool. We didn't even sing happy birthday for my birthday. I mean, look, we did. My daughter was really perturbed about singing happy birthday and that we hadn't done it. She was like, when are we going to do it? Like, when are we going to sing? I was like, well, we'll get there, right? And primarily, so primarily what happened was, while everybody was just sort of going about their stuff, you know, I played some video games through the afternoon. Like, that's what I felt like doing. Like, let's play some video games. And then I wanted to watch the football game at night. Having grown up as a New York Giants fan, the Giants were playing in the playoffs. I thought, well, maybe I'll watch this. Let's watch this. Let's see how it goes. Not expecting much, but, like, let's watch it. So at some point, I had mentioned to my wife, maybe we could watch a movie or something like that. And she was asking me, well, what movie do you want to watch? And I was like, well, at this point now, I kind of just want to watch this football game. We'll see how it goes. And it wasn't competitive. It was pretty non-competitive. And I kept waiting for it to get to the point where it was certifiably non-competitive so that then I could turn it off and do something else. But that didn't happen early enough for me to maybe dive into a movie. Because there was a movie that I did have on my mind. But it's lengthy. It's like 3 hours. And I've already seen it before. But I thought it might be cool to share it with everybody else. But by this point, it's almost like 9:30. So, like, it's not gonna be a thing. But my wife was willing to make it a thing. Very, very, very clearly reluctantly. Well, you know, it's your birthday, so, like, if that's what you want to do, I guess we'll do it and watch this 3-hour movie that you've seen before, this epic saga. Those are kind of exactly her words. And yes, I have seen it before, but, like, that's what happens when you watch a lot of movies. My wife isn't always up and around a lot to watch all the movies that I watch, and there are certain things that I know that she's not interested in, so I just watch them. Watch them without her. And I save the stuff that I do think that she might be into, and I save it just for her. But every once in a while, there's something that I do watch that I say, you know what? I think that she would like that. And then she is like, but you already saw it. Why can't we watch something you haven't seen before? And, you know, as somebody who used to watch movies, like, as part of my job, there's not a lot that really gets through me. You know, I watch a lot. watch all kinds of stuff. So it's a little bit harder to find stuff that I haven't seen already. But around that time, my daughter was asking about, when are we going to do the singing? And kind of falling back on the rest of the day, I didn't find it to be that big of a deal. There was no cake for my birthday. I didn't want any. I didn't ask for any. Typically, for my birthday, I would get a Carvel ice cream cake. That's what was standard for my birthday, because it's fucking delicious and I love it. It's so good. With the chocolate crunchies in there, it's just fucking, if you haven't had a Carvel ice cream cake in your life, you should fix it immediately and just shove one in your face. You don't even have to get the big one. Just a small one will do it. I think they sell them in most supermarkets at this point. So I know they have it in mine. Or if you just have a legit Carvel around you, I guess you can get one too there. But if you haven't had a Carvel ice cream cake at any point in your life, you should fucking fix that immediately. But with all the GI issues, it's not great for me to consume a bunch of dairy. And I have really been straying from regular ice cream for months now. And I have found that to be beneficial. Every once in a while, I'll be like, fuck it, and I'll get a milkshake or something like that, right? But for the most part, no dairy. Stay away from it as best as I can. You know, I like cheese on pizzas and stuff. Like, it is what it is. But, like, if I can help, a bowl of ice cream is just a fucking bowl of dairy. So that's not really a great decision for me to eat that. Okay? And a Carvel ice cream cake is this fucking cake of dairy. And I've been doing pretty well. Some of the inflammation has calmed down as of late. I've been doing pretty good in recent months, probably since September, October, I'd say. I don't want to blow it up. I don't want to demolish it by being reckless for my birthday for this fucking cake that I love. And on might have been willing to pay the price for it, right? But once again, I'm leaving next weekend. Things are on a good track. Let's not fucking upset the apple cart, right? So for desserts, I've been eating non-dairy. It's called non-dairy dessert. It's non-dairy ice cream, but they can't call it ice cream because there's no fucking dairy in it. So it's non-dairy dessert. And some of the brands that have it, their product is awful. It's just bland. It doesn't taste very good. I've had some that are like a chalky. It's not very good. But Ben & Jerry's is really good. Ben & Jerry's makes an excellent non-dairy dessert. Flavors are limited. You don't get all the flavors. They don't make all the flavors that they make regular ice cream in non-dairy. It's much more restrictive category, so your options are more limited. But there's one flavor that's fucking delicious. It's called milk and cookies, when milk is in fucking quotation marks. Because it's not dairy, but it's fucking delicious. It's got all kinds of cookies in it and whatever fucking non-dairy flavor it is. And that's what I asked for my birthday. I just want this. And we'll put a fucking candle in it if we want, and we'll just have that. But my stomach, not that it felt bad and nothing was like kicking up, but like I had this ice cream sitting in my freezer that my wife went out and got for me. And at no point during the day did I just feel compelled to eat it. Like I could have ate it. I could have had it just for the sake of putting a candle in it and doing the song, but I didn't want to eat it. Like I had no appetite to eat this fucking ice cream that was purchased for my birthday on my birthday. So, like, what the fuck are we supposed to do, right? I don't want to make it. This year's birthday just felt like a day. So, like, there's nothing where I'm pushing for any specific thing on my birthday because of the fact that, like, it doesn't feel like a big deal this year to me. It just didn't. It just didn't feel like a big deal, and I didn't want to force it or push it or make it have to be a thing. It wound up being as matter of fact as it fucking felt. And so, you know, my kids come down and they're like, well, what are we doing? And I brought up the idea of this movie, but it was probably going to be too late. And everybody was then pushing for playing some games. That's what we did on my wife's birthday. My son was really excited about the idea of just playing some games. And, you know, I didn't feel crazy about playing games. Like, it wasn't like, yes, we should absolutely have to play games. It's like, I don't know. I also kind of just want to sit on this couch and do nothing. But my son's 13, and getting him outside of his room is a fucking, it's a chore in and of itself. So for my 13-year-old to emerge from his room voluntarily for an extended period of time because he wants to spend some quality time with his family, you know what? I'll fucking take it. Let's go. Let's make it happen. Let's do it. And my daughter came down, she was involved, and we all played games. So it was my two kids and my wife and I, and we just played some board games. And it wasn't because it was anything that I really cared about doing or even really wanted to do. But everybody else was super fucking excited about it. So, like, why not? And it's not this weird thing about, you know, well, it's my birthday and I don't want to do it. So, like, now I'm going to throw up this fucking boundary unnecessarily. I had fun while we were playing it. I guess I just needed this little push to fucking do something, anything at all. Because I just wasn't feeling my birthday on the day. And we're playing and we're hanging out and we're getting a little bit closer to, you know, midnight when it's not my birthday anymore. And I still don't have any desire to eat this fucking non-dairy dessert ice cream. So my daughter asks about, when are we going to sing? Like, when are we going to sing? So I said, well, I guess you guys could just sing to me right now. Like, it's fine. And so they did. So they sang happy birthday to me. No candles, which, I don't know. I guess that's the one thing that kind of feels weird to me is that, like, we just didn't know candles. I mean, I don't know how we were supposed to do it. Was I just supposed to hold them? You know, otherwise, because we're not putting them in anything, so I don't know how else we would do it. I guess that feels like the one slight break from tradition that feels just a little bit weird to me is that there are no candles. So I didn't even get a fucking wish that I know is not going to come true anyway, but I don't know, it feels like common birthday practice that I deviated from. And so then that was my birthday. That was it. Played some video games after that with the kids and my wife. Played some Mario Kart, where my skills were deteriorating right before my very eyes. Made me wonder if fucking 43 comes with shitty Mario Kart skills. And that was it. And I don't know, I guess at one point in the day, it just kind of, like, struck me and just felt weird that, like, I just was really sort of blasé about my fucking birthday this year. And my wife kept saying, too, she's like, we can do whatever you want because it's your birthday. And, like, It sounds like a fucking great opportunity if there's something that you actually want. I mean, you know, within reason. Right? It's like finding the fucking magic lamp and rubbing it, and the genie comes out. And he's like, I can give you three wishes. And you're like, eh, I don't even know what I fucking want to wish right now. Can I think about it? He's like, well, they're just for today. You're like, well, I don't want anything today. There's nothing that is pressing upon me that I really feel compelled to want. For dinner, I had a taste to have some ribs. That's what I wanted. I was like, I'm going to order some baby back ribs. And then I had to like force myself to eat half the rack because I wasn't even that hungry. I wound up eating more of them today for lunch. So even the birthday dinner that I came up with for myself wasn't even all that appealing once it was there. I'm not going to say that I'm broken on this year's birthday. This year's birthday feels like it had shitty timing. It just happened to show up at a time where I was kind of just whatever. And, you know, I don't get another one this year. There's no, like, half birthdays or fucking do-overs. So, you know, this birthday's just gone. No, I'm not going to say that I wasted it. But I did find it amusing. Once again, going back almost, like, 2 years and sort of being bummed that people didn't make a big deal out of my birthday. And this year, I wouldn't have fucking wanted them to if they tried. I don't know. I don't think that's fucking growth. It's something, but I don't know if it's growth. Just think my birthday this year came at a time when I was in a weird place, and as a result, fucking nothing happened, and now I'm just 43. And so I guess, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. So, you know. Fucking happy birthday to me, I guess. On that note, I guess I will call time. All right, so before we go, I did want to provide an update on the nail polish from last episode. I did go ahead and do it. I gotta tell you, it's fucking hard. It's not an easy thing to do. And my wife had gone away for the weekend and decided that she wanted to do her nails while she was gone, and took all the fucking supplies. So, like, I had to make do with what was around to try and make this work. Initially, when I made two attempts. I'm on attempt two is what stuck around. Attempt one was a fucking horror show. There was nail polish all over my fingers. Some of it not even remotely on the nail. It was a fucking mess. And I just cleaned it all off, and I was like, let's start with a brand new, fresh palette. And so now I attempt two is what wound up sticking. And, you know, there's some places where, like, it's definitely not painted evenly. And, I don't know, getting on the insides of the nail beds, like the inside of your finger, like you know, where it rounds and your finger meets the fingernail, like, those are fucking tough areas. I got a lot of respect, more respect for the manicurists out there doing people's nails. Because I tried to do it for my fucking self. And, I mean, you know, it was my first time. But clearly not not an area of strength for me. But it's been done for about a week now. I don't know how I feel about it. There's some days I look at it and I'm like, all right, yeah, cool. And then there are other days I look at it and I'm like, oh, that's fucking weird. But it's also something that I've never done before. And so it's just something new to my eyes. And, you know, there's, I guess, some degree of adjustment. And I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Maybe I'll keep it for a little bit longer. Maybe I'll be like, well, this idea didn't work out, and fucking move on. Or maybe I'll just keep growing to like them and they'll just be the standard. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be. But I did do it. I did do it. So I'm proud of the fact that I just said I'm going to fucking do it and did it. And now, you know, now I just get to figure out if it's in my wheelhouse or I want to move on from it. That's it. That's literally the other side of fucking doing the thing. So I did the thing, though, that I said I was going to do, right? I tried the new thing. And I'm proud of that. I give myself some credit for that. And then, you know, whatever the result is that's the fucking bonus. But I got to a yes for myself, and I didn't throw up obstacles or impediments. And I didn't really rely too much then on other people's comments or what they might say or think. And here I am on the other side, and I'll figure out where I go from here. But that, to me, that's progress for me. And I'm very proud and happy of the fact that I fucking painted my nails black. It's just a matter of doing this thing and being able to at least, I guess, to be able to cross it off my list and say, well, I tried it and, you know, see how it goes. So that's the update. That's the update from last episode. So we can put that to bed. And I don't know, I guess if I try it again and they turn out better, I'll keep you fucking posted. If I try it again and somehow it's still a mess, you will also still know that I am shitty at apparently doing this. So, all right. That said, you know what? Let's just get out of here. I'm not going to be around next weekend. I'm going out of town. I'm going to the Royal Rumble. But there will be an episode. I will be back in time to record a new episode for next week. So hopefully I'll be able to tell you about my trip to Texas and San Antonio in particular, where I probably will go see the Alamo. I will go look for its basement, and I will see if there is a bicycle there. So yes, I will be traveling. So there'll be some updates, I guess, on my travels for my birthday, next week. All right. Follow me on Instagram. That's at the Mr. Donnelly. I'm sure I'll be posting stuff about my trip so you can keep up with it in real time. So at the Mr. Donnelly, that's the Mr. Donnelly, all spelled out. Follow me on Instagram. Make sure you subscribe or follow the podcast wherever it is you're listening to it right now. This way, when new episodes drop every single Monday, as they do, you'll be able to listen to them at your earliest convenience without having to do too much work in finding them. And also, finally, if you find yourself in a dark place in crisis mode and you really need some help, whether it's yourself, a family member, a loved one of some sort, the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline exists for those very moments. So that's 1-800-273-TALK, 1-800-273-8255, or you can just now very simply dial 988, and that will connect you to a crisis counselor who's available 24/7. So if you need to talk to somebody, you need that resource, well, this is what it's here for, so go ahead and use it. So that's the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK, or very simply, 988. All right, I'm going to get out of here. I got to get some packing done, and then it's off to Texas. So have yourselves a good week. I'll be back next week with more of whatever, now that I'm 43. I'm Billy Donnelly. I'm getting old quickly. And just remember, getting old doesn't suck. It kind of just happens.